like Delilah. Oh my God, the absolute worst. Sorry, Lori, and anybody else offended, but I can't with her.
How many marriages has she had that she's giving love advice?
She's giving love advice, and she's like, I mean, you need cavities after you listen to her. Like, you need a filling.
But I'll be honest. When you're in that mode, although she plays some of, like, those songs that I can't stand. Like, Butterfly Kisses. She loved
Butterfly
that song.
Kisses.
Vomit.
I've never been to me.
Oh! What is that? Yeah. That's stupid. That's a stupid song. Oh,
God.
What's some of the other ones that she plays all the time, incessantly?
Anyway, Melissa and I would like to welcome you to our... I just decided to label this.
Did you? Would you label it?
Yeah, it's going to be called our Freeform Podcast.
Yes.
You know, for those that watch Dancing with the Stars, I don't watch it religiously, but sometimes I put it on because there are people on there I like, Belinda Carlisle and whoever.
Christy Brinkley was amazing.
And I have learned dances I've never heard in my whole life. You know, this dance, that one with the cape, and I can't even think
of it. You try to dance along?
With my arm.
Oh, you chair danced.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, despite my issues, I am a fantastic. Fantastic chair dancer.
Teddy attempts the chair dance and then usually he gets too violent with it.
Actually watch chair dancing on YouTube and
Wait a minute. There's really a thing?
Yeah, they're on YouTube.
Oh,
Melissa, chair dance, babe. We're going to do chair dancing next time I see you.
Do you burn calories while doing it? Because I need that.
Well, yeah, actually, I did that recently from where I was at a few weeks ago. And we chair danced and I rocked it.
Oh, then I got to look into that.
Yeah. So Freeform is just nothing. Kind of like Seinfeld.
That's why. Did you see? That's what I titled it. A show about nothing. That's what I titled our.
So I see that. So we're basically just not going to talk about the past, maybe not even the present or the future. We're just going to talk about just things.
Well, and how
many
times?
We have no problem doing this.
Well, this is like our phone calls. Yeah. Pretty much is what this is going to be. And we've said it before that we should call each other on the means that we use to do these podcasts. And then we have material.
Oh my God. We'd be booked right through the end of the year.
Yeah, I think so.
So normally our phone calls are, you know, Melissa does call me usually once a day in the evening. It's very comforting to me. If I don't hear from her, I understand. There are certain nights. Friday night. I worked for many years. I know what Friday night means. So.
Yeah. And it's not let's go out and have fun and woohoo Friday night. Well, no, that's not what happens when you're older.
We're not in our 20s. Right. I mean, we used to be in our 20s going woohoo. I mean, you danced around Walmart with a shopping cart one night.
Listen, I was inspired by God from the 80s. And when you're inspired by God from the 80s, that's what you do.
Well, you know, here's the thing, too. Like, there's certain little things that we've done that are not long enough to be podcasts. One of these free forms, I think I'm going to call this Freeform 1.
Ooh, okay.
Or a show about nothing 1. Either way.
You got to keep track of it, though, because I'll forget.
Oh, okay.
So you got to remember what number we're on.
Oh, yeah. You know me.
Okay.
I'll go 1946. Yeah.
My mom always listens to our podcast too. So I'm sure after that one, she's going, Yeah, mom, it's okay.
Oh my God. That was so big.
I love my mom.
She's, oh my God. Me too. Yes.
And I put that woman through hell. I really did.
I think you put her through heck.
I'm positive I probably made her cry more than anyone else has ever made her cry in her entire life. And I never saw her cry, but I'm certain that I caused her a lot of pain.
Here's my question to you. Do you make her cry now?
I don't think I have in the past recent couple of years since some situations were taken care of, but when there were certain situations going on, I think I did.
I think
she was nervous about my family falling apart.
I think then things are looking up.
Yeah.
You know me, the king of positive.
You and her together. You both are.
Right.
Makes me nauseous.
The glass is half full, and it's full of really good stuff. Lately, I've always tried to be positive, but I've gotten absolutely better in the past couple of months. I've had bad experiences in the past couple of months, personal things. And I'm just like, no, I'm not going to let anything. I'm going to look at the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And you are a good thing in my world. So Melissa's a survivor. She's a survivor. It's a little desperate
really,
child.
Beyonce? Really?
I know it. Well, what else is Survivor? I Will Survive?
I was thinking the band. The Search Is Over.
Oh my God. You and those 80s love songs.
Oh God. I mean, how can you not love
that one? That one's a little much. The Search Is Over.
Oh, how can I convince you
that I'm going to puke right now?
Oh God. I love Breathes. How Can I Fall? Oh.
Oh God.
Kenny Rogers, We've Got Tonight.
That was Bob Seger initially.
Okay, I like the Kenny Rogers, Sheena Easton version. That's the one I love.
Because it's Sap City, USA.
And then Chicago's Look Away. Oh, God.
Where's real Chicago? I need real Chicago.
No, not that 25 or 6 to 4 shit. No.
Not 25 or 6 to 4.
Hate that song.
Good songs. Feeling Stronger Every Day.
That's a good song. That's a good song.
God. Then all what of about, a sudden, Peter Cetera, let's do Sappy
music. My God, the best. And then he had so many duets, like him and Amy Grant. And him, I mean, he like duetted with everybody in the 80s.
What was that one with Cher, After All? Or
After All the Stops and Starts. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I love it, but I hate it, is Foreigners, I Want to Know What Love Is. Like, I love the message of it, but I don't like how it sounds.
I like Cold as Ice. We used to sing that to somebody that you and I both used to know.
Someone that you...
Yeah, we used to sing that to her, yeah.
I love All Out of Love. Some good old Air Supply.
Oh, Air Supply.
Starship's Nothing Gonna Stop Us Now is just like... And again, Sarah. Sarah. Yeah, that's another one. Toto. My headphone. Toto's I Won't Hold You Back. That's a gut punch to me.
How about
that is
Hold the Line? How about that?
Okay. Did you ever hear the story with Teddy and Hold the Line?
Okay. Is it something to do with bowel movement?
No. But it was another physical related issue that he had. So we were at Ringo's show when he opened the amphitheater and his all-star band. And right. I love Steve Lukather. Like, he's one of the people that I really just would love to meet because I love Steve Lukather. And they each get a time to do like their music from their band or whatever. Exactly. And he got up there and he did Hold the Line. And Teddy, I'm like, I got all excited. Well, we're like sitting in the section where we are and like these people are sitting and Teddy stands straight up. And he screams at the top of his lungs, "Hold the line! Get up, everybody! It's Hold the Line!" Oh, my God.
And what kind of reaction did he get from that?
It's a lot of stares. Just a lot of people looking. Yeah. A lot of people looking. This is the man who will not go see Culture Club with me, although I'm trying to tell him just how amazing that band is.
But are they playing somewhere?
They don't have any U.S. dates right now, but I've seen them twice. And man, let me tell you, I get emotional. I feel like the girls that when the Beatles came out were screaming, that's me with Boy George.
Well, I saw them in the 80s.
I didn't because I wasn't
a landmark. You were five.
I have the program from it, though. My uncle bought me the program because he used to run security.
If you want to assist me without me saying the exact words, I'll go with you.
Okay. I yes.
Oh, well, I'll go. I know. You know what? Here's the thing with music. And this started with me back in high school. I like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
There's songs I don't like, but there's no genre
there's songs,
I don't like.
But, you know, I was in high school from 78 to 82. And the Bee Gees weren't cool at that point.
Oh my God.
They became cool lately with that documentary last year.
Made me cry hysterically at the end.
Oh my God.
I would give it all up just to have my brothers back. Oh my God.
Oh my God. The last.
Oh, my stomach. I just sat there like,
And then the screen went black. I'm like, I'm going to throw up. Yeah.
And you know, like the Bee Gees, and now whenever I think about the Bee Gees now, I immediately tie it in with the DGs and Taylor. Like right. I'm still not okay with that. I mean, I know people think I need to just move on and get over it, but I'm still not over that.
You have every right to not be over it.
But I wore out the Bee Gees A-track in my parents' car. Like I was, and I didn't like disco as an era, but I love the Bee Gees. Love them.
Love. Well, you know what? At that era, when I was in high school, and you're in high school.
Yeah.
You know, Saturday Night Fever was 77. I entered a high school in 78.
That was a horrible movie, by the way.
Wasn't cool to watch, to listen to the Bee Gees. Yeah, the movie was very dated.
That was
But the soundtrack was phenomenal.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah. I had something with the Bee Gees on it. And I had a button-down shirt with a t-shirt underneath. Well, the button-down shirt was buttoned. So I had a couple of, you know, tough guys come up to me. Oh, you like the Bee Gees? And that's exactly how it sounded. And I unbuttoned my shirt and I was wearing a Led Zeppelin t-shirt. I'm like, do you have anything else to say? Or I'm sorry. I'm not a pigeonhole person. I'm not
right.
A cookie cutter person. I mean, I have to like all kinds of music because it helps me to adjust to life. I don't know how else to phrase it.
The only thing I will say, and I say this to my students all the time, and I don't feel bad about it. Growing up, I thought I was never going to be that grown up that didn't know the quote modern music that the kids were listening to, because I always felt like my parents were out of touch with that. I don't want to know what's happening now. I don't know what's happening. There are some excessively talented artists out right now. Excessively talented.
Yeah.
I might not like them for other reasons, but I will never take away from their extreme talent. That they have. Taylor Swift, extremely talented. The fact that she writes her own music. She's a songwriter. Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga. There's a ton of them out there. But just generally speaking, like I think about the music of the past, I think it told better stories. And
definitely.
If
you and I listen to the top 40 right now, I might know, I don't know, 5 songs.
I don't even know if I'd know that, to be honest. If it's not a TikTok thing, Watermelon Sugar. I know that little part from TikTok. Like, I don't know this stuff, but Harry, let me tell you.
Harry Styles coming out with a new album.
Yeah. Who is that? I don't even know who that is.
Harry Styles was one of the members of One Direction.
Oh, okay. I know One Direction.
His two solo albums are really great. Okay. And he is completely backed up by Stevie Nicks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she loves him. It's like her child. And listen, you don't go against Stevie Nicks because she's a witch.
Yeah, that's just scary.
That's
scary.
I
think Lady Gaga pulled what I like to call the Dennis Rodman Madonna. Genius, and Howard Stern. Genius marketing. You do something extreme to make people talk about you, to get yourself to be a household name, and then you really, once they know who you are, then you really show them what you got.
Correct.
She is the talent of her. We talk about it on the radio show all the time because Tony Bennett and her together is ungodly amazing. Bruno Mars, he is totally 100% a throwback to old school Motown, James Brown, and now his new thing with Silk Sonic. Amazing.
Phenomenal. It's the 70s.
Oh my God. And you just, like, I have goosebumps right now just talking about it. But I have not listened, and this is horrible to say because I have a radio show, I have not listened to radio, with the exception of the Wax Museum, in years since I left radio.
But they don't really play anything new.
They don't. And I could, you know, I have like my mixes on that I love. Like Spotify is like my favorite thing in the world.
Right.
And then I'm reminded of songs like, oh my God, I forgot about that one.
Well, that's the thing. And the Wax Museum, I'm sure you've heard songs on there.
Oh, I get so excited.
You're like, what the heck's this song? This is really good.
He did one, and I don't remember now, but when he does like random 90s things, I get so excited because I know the 80s were full of one-hit wonders, but so were the 90s. And those 90s one-hit wonders weren't like hits for long. So you kind of, they got overshadowed by the ones that remained on like the Billboard chart for like hundreds of weeks. Like, you know, Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, that song like reigned supreme. And then anything like Deep Blue Something's Breakfast at Tiffany's may have like slipped under the rug a little bit.
Right.
And then you had bands in the early 2000s. Like I loved Eve Six. And
oh yeah, Eve Six.
Yeah, you just don't, you don't hear about Hoobastank. Remember Hoobastank? They had one hit. That was in the 2000s.
Hoobastank, yeah.
Hoobastank. I just like saying their name. And kind of like Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba was one of your faves.
Oh my God. Absolute favorite.
But let's not forget the Strokes. I will bring them up on any podcast I can.
I have no feeling about them one way or another. I have no idea where he got that from. Where would you get that from?
Being my age, they were a throwback to like punk.
Yeah.
And the guitarist, I believe, I don't think he was a bassist. I think he was the guitarist. Albert Hammond Jr., his father, Albert Hammond, had hits in the 70s, It Never Rains in California, and a bunch of others. So that's what attracted me to that band. And then I played the album and loved it. And Melissa's boyfriend number two pulled me aside one day and said, I think it was at night, and said, you're really upsetting Melissa. I'm like, what? And the three of us worked together quite a bit. I did a lot of the driving to wherever we went. And I'm like, what's the matter? Well, you keep playing that Stroke CD. I said, well, that's the CD that's in my car. Do you want to listen to the radio or what? She doesn't like the Strokes.
You know, they're touring again, right?
She hates the Strokes. You know what? I do. And it's funny because I was going to, when I found out, and it was late at night, and I didn't, you know, I know you don't hear your phone, but I just hate sending you a text. I was going to ask you if you wanted to go.
MetLife Stadium.
So, where's that? Date.
Down New York area.
Oh, yeah. I hope they come maybe a little closer.
Citizens Bank. I'm not going to Philadelphia. I have a problem with that city.
No.
Minus the exception of my dear friend Mandy, who I love that lives there. Other than that, I have a problem with Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, we love Mandy. So
we love Mandy.
Yeah, so the Strokes. So I was somewhat reprimanded over that. And I took the CD out, of course. But I never understood for 22 years what was the problem. And I do play that. They're in my mix. Yep. I have Spotify mix and a YouTube mix. And
oh, yeah.
Their songs come up on my mix. Last Night comes up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why doesn't Melissa like this? Still, 2022. Why doesn't Melissa like this song? I don't know. I mean, I guess she has the right to not like it. Then I think, does she really not like it?
I had no feeling one way. I like that they were the revival of indie. They really kind of brought that.
They really were. Yeah.
I thought that I like anything like that.
Maybe we should have a little listening party for the first album again.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you remember? I'm sure you remember when Billy Joel and Elton John were playing in Buffalo and my mom wouldn't take me. And it was that time when I had to have my mom take me. So I protested. I made a banner. And I hung it in my wall and I got spotlights and I hung the spotlights in my room and put them on the banner and then blasted music in my bedroom. And I locked my door for a whole night in protest that they wouldn't let me go.
I do remember that.
Yeah, we could do that with the Strokes. We could do a listening party with the Strokes. dates.
I gotta check their tour dates.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from at all. I'm not really sure.
And then we can go to the merch table. I can get you like a t-shirt or something.
Oh my God, you with the merch table. I don't do merch tables anymore. I'm so specific as to what I kind of want. And I've taken all my, the only concert t-shirts that I still have are my Billy Joel ones. And they were sitting in a bin and I would not wear them. And I'm like, well, this is just stupid. So I ended up finding a company and I had all of my shirts turned into a huge king size quilt. So at least now I see it out and not just sitting in a bin somewhere. But
so you don't have your Dave Matthews Crash t-shirt anymore?
Dude, I don't think I could fit into it at this point.
That white shirt?
No, that I lived in. That I like lived
you, in. You wore like constantly.
All the time. Lived in that shirt. Yeah, no, I don't have that anymore. Now I have sarcastic t-shirts. Like, sorry I'm late, my husband was pooping. Or don't be obtuse. Or,
yeah, where'd you get that from?
I don't know. I think the same person that my husband got the It's the Nature of the Business t-shirt.
Do you understand? You guys get now that we could just talk? See, this is us right here. Right? Not to quote the TV show, but this is us.
Yeah. Yes, that was the most accurate and real live summary of Matt and I and our friendship and love for each other. I was searching for a way to say what I have to say, and because I'm truly at a loss for words and trying so hard to cope with the fact that my best friend is no longer with us. As many of you know, Matt passed away suddenly last Wednesday, and with the blessing from his sister, I put together this last episode. Matt and I had pre-recorded 4 episodes the Sunday before he passed, and this was the final one that we did. And it was just a conversation. And then in the podcast, you heard him call it Freeform Number 1. And this really was very much, if you had tuned into one of our phone calls, this is exactly what you would have heard. I guess fitting that it was the last one that we recorded. We do have 3 other ones that we had done on some of the topics that we had written down as things that we wanted to create podcasts around. But those I will not air. I want to have this be our last one for all of you to have. And all of the ones previous that you can go back on maybe a day when you're just longing to hear Matt's laugh or hear his voice again, these are out there for you to have for eternity now. I lost my best friend, the person who has been beside me through literally everything and every moment, the person that I would want to pick up the phone. And I think that's what I'm struggling the most with right now. Nights are horrible. I would pick up the phone. And we would just talk. And I miss that already so much. And I don't know how I'm supposed to live the rest of my life without it. I know I will, because I know I have to. But I don't quite know how I'm ever going to be the same without his words of advice, without his questioning to make me think deeper about things, without his opinions, without his insight, and without his reminder of things that we had been through that would just make me laugh when I needed it the most. I found a couple of quotes and I thought I would read them and end the podcast. I'm thinking of all of you who knew and loved Matt. I know the pain and sorrow that you are all feeling and the tremendous loss that is now a part of your life. I guess one of the great things about social media is its ability to bring people together, and we all have each other now. We have each other to talk about the memories and the good times and the laughter and help Matt's legacy live on. The definition of a best friend. A friend who you click with on every level imaginable. A person you can talk, laugh, and cry with on both the good and bad days. Someone who you can't imagine your life without. And that was Matt for me. In all of my life, I've never had a friend quite like you, Matt. No matter how busy you ever were with your crazy work schedule, you always found the time to listen, lend support, sit on the phone with me for hours on hours as I would berate topics until it just felt comfortable enough in my heart for me to move on with certain things. You would dry a tear. You'd make me laugh when I needed it. You had an absolutely wonderful talent for making other people feel special, and everyone who was blessed enough to be within your life felt special and important because you made them feel that way. You have helped me and guided me in so many ways. I am eternally grateful to you for everything you've done in helping me to be the person that I am today, because I know for absolute certain I would not be who I am if it wasn't for you being in my life. I hope that you knew that. I hope that you know how much I'm going to miss you every day for the rest of my life. I don't know what I'm going to do when I can't pick up the phone and hear your voice. I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to walk by your house with the dogs barking like crazy and know that you're not inside. Not only is it unsettling, it is just devastating to me that you're gone, and I know that I am not the only one feeling this tremendous loss. There's a special angel in heaven that is a part of me. It's not where I wanted him, but where God wanted him to be. He was here but just a moment, like a nighttime shooting star, and though he's in heaven, he isn't very far. He touched the heart of many like only an angel can do. I would have held him every minute if the end I only knew. So I send this special message to the heaven up above. Please take care of my angel and send him all my love.